Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good morning. You're listening to WILL AM 580. And now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Monday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. consumer spending continued to inch ahead in March. Personal spending, which measures purchases ranging from cars and clothes to health care and heating, rose 0.2% last month. Consumer outlays drive about 2/3 of economic activity in the U.S. Personal incomes were up 0.2% last month as well. Savings as a percent of disposable income held steady at 2.7% in March. The closely watched core PCE index, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, was up 1.1% from a year earlier. The Brazilian agency Safras is now estimating Brazil's corn crop at a record 78.40 million tons, as compared with the current USDA estimate of 74 million tons. This would be the consecutive record corn crop in Brazil and increases the likelihood of fall export competition with the U.S., especially given Brazilian delays in exporting soybeans. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 14,729. It's up 17 and a quarter points. The NASDAQ is at 3296, up 17. And the S&P 500, 1586, is up almost 4.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest over the balance of this week is going to be a bit varied, with some good drying conditions likely in some of the easternmost fringes of the region, while a lot of cold and wet weather occurs in parts of the west. The biggest culprit of all the problems we're going to have this week across the Midwest is an upper-level cutoff low-pressure system that is expected to form on Wednesday across portions of Missouri, Illinois, and Iowa. The low-pressure system, once it forms, will be nearly stationary for a 2 or 3 day period before finally drifting to the east and on its way out of the region. But in response to this upper-level low, we'll have several days of rainfall across the region, the earliest of which will likely occur Tuesday into Wednesday across some of the western Corn Belt, and it will likely be moderate to heavy at times across parts of Iowa, southern Wisconsin, southeastern Minnesota, maybe northern Missouri, and portions of northwestern or northern sections of Illinois. All depends on exact orientation of the upper-level low-pressure system that will determine who gets the greatest amounts of rain. The precipitation event will be preceded by some very warm weather and an opportunity for some field work to evolve across some of the eastern Midwest. The temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be in the 80s across many areas from Kansas and Missouri into Illinois and Indiana, and perhaps again on Wednesday afternoon across many areas from southern Michigan southward into the Delta. These areas, again, will be in the 80s. We'll expect 70s in the rest of the eastern Midwest, so soil temperatures will be rising and the opportunity for evaporation to accelerate a little bit across the region will be very good. There will be an opportunity for some field work to take place, even in the areas that have been rather wet here recently. It's still not an ideal situation, but with the opportunity for rain coming back into the eastern Midwest as we get into the end of this week and into early next week, that the odds are good that at least a few farmers out there will decide to go ahead and put some seed in the ground, even if it isn't perfect planting conditions. In the western Corn Belt, it's a little bit different situation. The soil temperatures are not even quite warm enough yet for seed germination. And in those few fields that are warm enough, we're going to see a significant cool-off as we move forward through the second half of this week. as those afternoon temperatures are only limited to the 40s and 50s with lows in the 20s and 30s, the soil temperatures will plummet even lower from where they are today. And therefore, planting at this point might be a little bit of a risk for those areas that have wet fields. The odds of seed rot would become fairly high in those locations. So the Western Corn Belt will probably not see much planting outside of Nebraska and Kansas and a few locations in Missouri over the course of this week. The precipitation potentials for this week are still impressive. For the areas I mentioned, those areas will all receive 1 to 3 inches of precipitation by the end of the weekend. Again, those areas are Illinois, parts of Missouri, parts of Iowa, and southern Wisconsin, maybe southeastern Minnesota. Not everybody will see the exact amount of rain that will be 2 to 3 inches, but there will be quite a few areas there that will see rain on a frequent basis, limiting any opportunity for field work. Now, the further east you go in the Midwest, the more infrequent the precipitation is likely to be, and portions of Ohio may be able to work fields through a fair amount this week. Same may be true for eastern Kentucky and a handful of locations, maybe in southeastern Michigan. The temperatures will become a little bit cooler in the eastern Midwest as we get into the weekend and the early part of next week after being fairly warm early this week. We'll look for high temperatures in the entire Midwest, running mostly in the upper 50s and 60s over the weekend and early next week, followed by lows mostly in the 30s and 40s. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and check and see how futures are trading in Kansas City. May wheat is 765, up 8.5. May wheat in Chicago, 696.75, up 8. May corn, 661.75, up 17.75. December, 545.25, up 21.25. May soybeans, 1430.75, unchanged. July, 1382.75, up 1.75. November at 1213.5, up 3.25. May soybean meal at 419.80, up 1.90. May soybean oil at 49.43, down 23. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of Midco. He is over in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. It appears that traders are looking at some weather forecasts and making some short-term bets.
Yeah, I think corn planting progress this afternoon is supposed to be in that 8 to 9% area, Dave, and that puts us back into that 92-93 comparison years. We did have 10% this week in 2008, but was able to quickly gain on that. But just looks like, you know, once we get into Thursday, temperatures cool down again, chance of rain just about every day through the weekend. Just doesn't look like we're going to be able to get in the field too much ahead of that, so really not expecting progress to even jump up much even next week.
And that's Dave. And that's here. I mean, if you go north, the ground is just too cold.
Yeah, that's right. You have, and of course, they had some heavy rains early last week, too, that they're still dealing with. Still some river issues trying to come down a little bit. That's still somewhat of a concern as we move forward. But just not getting a long enough trend here or any sustained length of time here where we can get any work done, Dave.
So 20.5 cent rally right at the moment. The high today is 547.5 in Dave's corn. Is this a price that you would be comfortable telling somebody start marketing, at least here?
Well, if you haven't done much, I think you got to be pretty careful here. You know, we went up to this 550, 552 area, and we just keep running out of steam. So I think if you haven't done much marketing, it's probably a good chance. You know, if we could see a little bit of an extended rally here up into that 550 mark again, I think we probably dip your toe in the water a little bit, because you got to be careful, because historically these wet rally markets like this, these delayed plantings, just typically don't last very long. And, you know, you come in here one morning and the weather's cleared out and it can be gone in a hurry. So I think you have to reward this just a little bit, Dave.
Yeah, I remember that song called Take the Money and Run. And
you, yeah, so you don't, that's
ask,
right.
So you don't ask what the reason is, but if you get this little pop, maybe you look at it as a marketing opportunity.
Yeah,
if you've done nothing yet.
Typically doesn't wait around for you, right?
So right.
You got to be careful.
What are you seeing in the soybeans today?
Well, Well, I think a little bit more subdued because the delayed corn planting story kind of moves over into maybe a little bit greater bean acres, so that's kind of limiting the upside a little bit for the new crop anyway. It's trying to come along a little bit, but pretty much subdued for the most part. We do have first notice day tomorrow, so we'll deal with deliveries here tonight. So I think that's on the minds at least of the near-term contracts or the nearby contracts. So we'll see. Not expecting many deliveries, but it's something to kind of watch for here. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly weather here for the short term, Dave, until we get closer to that May 10th crop report.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May wheat in Kansas City at 763.5 is up 7. May wheat in Chicago, 696.25, up 7.5. May corn, 660.25, up 16.25. December, 543.5, up 19.5. May soybeans, 1431, up a quarter. November, 1213, up 2.75. May soybean meal, 419.50, up 160. May soybean oil, 49.42, down 24. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.